proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, in 1951 and continues till this day. It carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, I encourage you to contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one issue of the magazine dealt with the important topic of prayer. Today, I want to share with you one of these articles, which is written by Brother John Lawrence, who serves as Director of Ministries here at IBJM. In this article, Brother Lawrence highlights the importance of prayer and stewardship. I trust this will be a blessing to you. When talking about stewardship, many people think about finances and giving, necessary components of any faith-based ministry, just like IBJM. However, all aspects of ministry must be undergirded by effective prayer support. This includes any stewardship program focused on funding extensive outreach to the Jewish people. We should never lose sight of the fact that we serve a powerful God who works in supernatural ways, doing exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. This is a wonderful truth, especially when dealing with God-sized projects. Such major endeavors seem beyond the reach of ordinary giving. We have been praying, for example, about a ministry center in New York City, which has the largest concentration of Jewish people in a single urban area in the world. But as you can imagine, to purchase a suitable property would cost at least $1 million, far beyond any immediate resources that we could muster. But God is able. He can provide the necessary funds when we approach Him in faith through prayer. He can impress this need as a burden on the heart of capable donors. It begins with bringing the need to God. Would you pray for the provision of this worthwhile project that would provide a more permanent home for our church planting efforts and outreach in New York City? Prayer also should be an important aspect of our giving. Do we seriously pray about how much we give to support our local church? Do we seek the Lord's face about how He wants us to be involved in supporting Jewish missions? Do we pray about supporting specialized ministry like IBJM, which the Lord may place upon your hearts? If we are not careful, giving can become just a rote exercise or merely nominal participation that does not seriously consider the extensive needs or the urgency of world evangelism. Coupled with a serious self-examination before God, not only about what we could do, but also what God has in mind for us to do. William Borden, the heir to the Borden Dairy Enterprise, gave up his entire fortune to support world missions, and then he surrendered his own life to serve the Lord in China. In preparation for this, he died in Egypt before he ever got to his chosen field. Not too long before his death, Borden declared his unwavering resolve with his brief statement, "No reserves, no retreats, no regrets." We need generous donors for Christian missions today who share Borden's complete abandonment and selfless commitment to the things of eternal value. We need donors who value those things that God values, especially His priority for reaching both Jews and Gentiles with the saving gospel of Jesus the Messiah. Are you ready to enlist? Are you prepared to ask God just exactly how He desires to use you in His grand design for world missions? God's plan requires His people who pray, others who give, and some to obey His calling to go. He wants to use each and every one of us in important ways in the Great Commission, but we must place ourselves fully at His disposition to direct our paths and preparation. It is a glorious privilege to have a significant part in furthering the gospel of the Messiah. Great needs and equally great opportunities truly await, but what will our answer be? Will we go forth enthusiastically to meet the challenge of the harvest? Or choose the comfort and complacency of the sidelines? The choice we make does matter. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today as you've listened to this program. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, simply go to IBJM.org. One other thing I'd like to share with you before we leave is IBJM's annual four-day focus on Jewish missions, which is held every year in June. This program will equip you to reach your Jewish neighbor with the gospel of the Messiah. Find out more about the four-day focus at IBJM.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to IBJM.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.